League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
I have feeling.
Girls have their own rosters.
Well, that one you had to have sex with someone so the demon wouldn't come after you. I think no, no, no means no. It does until you says, until it does. I don't like where this is going.
He's taking some real chances today.
No, 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 until it means yes.
If Bobby Sloak wants to keep bragging about himself all the time, somebody's going to call him out for it.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
I know, Frank's a mentalist.
I'm sure you are.
Frank?
I swear to God, this morning.
Who do you think is the one that puts all the ads or things you were thinking about?
I was like, I don't know why, and I was thinking of Rob Reiner and Shirley. And
yeah, why would you not?
And he plays Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's just like when you say something and your phone picks it up and all of a sudden that starts popping up everywhere.
You think Frank's got...
Frank's a mentalist.
He was in my bed this morning with us?
Frank is a mentalist. Oh. Frank is always he's always in your bed, not literally, but metaphorically, Frank is always in your bed.
Well, isn't the Spencer, from what I've heard, the Spencer is always around and knows when your wife is sleeping. Have you heard that spot he did?
Was that a...
Yeah.
Was that a... yeah.
That's a...
Who's this weather person?
That is a Fox 26 weather person.
Is that Rashi?
That's not Rashi.
Okay, is that who Gilbert was talking about?
Does she look like a Rashi to you?
It looks like somebody Gilbert might like.
I think Gilbert
doesn't know about her, maybe.
I don't know who Rashi is, Rashi's just guessing. That's not Rashi.
Isn't Rashi on 26? That was one of the... Rashi... Well, yeah. Gilbert is Gilbert, but Rashi was one of the people that Gilbert wanted at his party. They're primarily women, except for Owen Conflenti. He got roped into the party.
Yeah, somehow.
Too. It was a party that Gilbert couldn't go to.
Somehow he's got... feelings for Owen Conflenti.
I just trust him. I mean, Owen is a trustworthy guy.
Owen is a trustworthy guy.
I feel like I heard a story that Owen used to be a truck driver. That can't be true. Maybe I just dreamt that.
Along with the Laverne and Shirley thing? Okay.
So, Laverne and Shirley, you thought it.
I thought it.
Maybe you spoke it into existence.
I might have. I think I spoke. I just predicted on Channel 26 that the Texans would win by 4 touchdowns. Where do you think?
We can't do anything with that.
What are you talking about?
Because then you have plausible deniability. If they win, you go, see?
I told you.
And if they lose, you're like, that was clearly a joke. You've covered yourself.
No, it's not clearly a joke.
I was driving in thinking, you know what this is going to be? This is going to be the New Orleans Saints with Drew Brees before they won the title. They got to the NFC Championship game and then lost. I think the Texans are going to win, too. Yeah. And then they lose, and then next year might not be as good as we are hoping. And then the year after, they go to the Super Bowl and win it, the same way the New Orleans Saints did.
The 84 Bears went to the championship game against the 49ers, and they won it with the 85 Bears the next year.
There's a lot of times this happens. But the Saints didn't go the next year. The Saints were this miracle team after COVID, after Katrina. They went to the NFC Championship game. Then they got beat. Then the next year was kind of disappointing. And then the next year they won a Super Bowl. So maybe we follow that, where this year we get to AFC Championship game. Then next year, tougher schedule. They're not sneaking up on anybody. Maybe the Texans don't have as good a year. And then the year after they won a Super Bowl. Maybe we follow the Saints' path.
Here's why Frank played that. There is nothing we won't try. Never heard the word impossible. This time there's no stopping us.
Oh.
We're going to do it
for
the Texans.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
For all of these things that you believe are leading to a Texans win,
right?
We did talk about what happens when a coordinator gets distracted.
Yeah.
So how does that play into
and
it?
And he interviewed.
You mean like Todd Monken, who might win assistant coach of the year award?
All I know,
Bobby Slowick.
Did Todd
Between these two, who's to say Monken's not thinking? Well, like he's not thinking about
rookie
that
quarterback.
Two interviews on a peak Thursday.
Monken with Lamar. Lamar is the
Knox
king of the universe.
You got to say Knox College. So? Todd Monken.
Has Todd Monken interviewed yet?
No, but Bobby Slowick.
This is what I'm saying. He's bringing up Todd Monken. He hasn't interviewed yet, though, right?
Well, as of 2 days ago, Bobby hadn't interviewed on Wednesday.
He interviewed yesterday.
He did interview. Yeah. On Wednesday, he's like, I haven't even taken any interviews. Thursday's a Zoom with Carolina. But that's realistically, they kind of have to do that because, honestly, free agency is up next.
Yeah.
Like, free agency, right now, all the NFL teams, they're not really focused on the draft. They're focusing on free agents, who they're going to keep and who they're going to go after. And they're doing that right now. Staffs are doing that. What's Carolina doing? I mean, their coaches, like NFL teams who are out of it, their coaches are looking at positional free agents, and they're stacking their boards like, okay, I like this guy, I like this guy. And, of course, the front office does it. Right now, Carolina has no coaches to put input into. As a matter of fact, did they hire a general manager?
Who, Carolina? No, not yet.
They haven't hired a GM yet. No. They're just sitting there doing nothing. Who's running their organization?
Maybe they want Bobby Slowick to run the whole thing.
Listen, that works
a lot.
That typically works. Head coach running
head
everything.
Coach.
Rookie head coach. 1 year play caller. And Bobby's young now.
Yeah.
He looks like
I'm thinking he should go. I'm with you now. He should go the Ben Johnson route. No, I'm not doing anything this year. I'm coming back. We got stuff to do here in the city of Houston. Well,
the Panthers
I'm not going to leave the Texans right after they win the Super Bowl. I'm just not.
The right. Panthers are, if they won a Super Bowl, he's going. It's one of two things. Like, Bobby Slowick is going to have. Now, Ben Johnson, I think, would have had one of those jobs last year if he wanted. But he just said, I'm not going to. And he's still just as red hot. You do run the risk of things going sideways and you're not the hot name anymore. We've seen it happen with Byron Leftwich. We've seen it happen with other coaches in the past. But, I mean, I don't feel like it's going to go sideways with C.J. Stroud. It may not be what you want, but I don't think it's going to go bad. And it's really a matter of, do I want my first job? It would never be with Carolina. Couldn't be with Carolina. Too many issues over there with the roster. Tennessee, I mean, if you want to be bored out of your mind, then go to Tennessee. And I'm not saying because of Nashville. I just feel like the whole organization is a big snooze. You don't have your running back. You got Tyjae Spears, who has knee issues that are degenerative. You've got Derrick Henry's going to leave. Who's your big-time wide receiver in Tennessee?
Yeah, Treylon.
You don't have wide receiver? And you're working
D-Hop.
D-Hop is old, though.
Yeah.
And D-Hop, did he sign a multi-year deal or just 1 year? Probably just 1 year.
No, didn't he? Did he? I don't know. I don't remember.
I have to check. And then you're working with Will Levis. I mean, Bobby Slowick already has an opinion of Will Levis formulated.
Yes.
If he thinks he can play, he'll consider it. If he thinks that it's too hard to succeed with Will Levis, he wouldn't take that job. Because you can't take a first job with a bad quarterback or no quarterback. And my guess is he likes Bryce Young just fine. My guess is he likes Bryce Young. But do you like that protection? So, Bobby?
No.
John and I both think you're winning this weekend. So, let's lock in the focus. Let's focus right now.
D-Hop's got another year, but they got a potential out right now. He's got one more year on this deal. His cap is 17.9. So,
and the unfortunate thing is for Tennessee, they don't have a top 10 pick. They were. Mm. Oh no, yes they do. Yeah, they should. They should actually. They weren't that good.
Who?
So Tennessee probably does have a top 10 or 12 pick.
But, yeah, no, they weren't good.
But you're not going quarterback. You're locked in with Will Levis. So the Houston Texans. It's so weird going through all these quarterbacks. I had a tweet yesterday about Drake May that sparked a lot of conversation. I had a tweet about Bo Nix where I just said something favorable about Bo Nix. And as I surmised, people were already laying in wait because he was going to be the whipping boy of this year's draft. This is the guy that people are going to beat up on. Every year, Twitter picks somebody who is just can't play at all. I've seen it before. It's been Josh Allen. It's been Daniel Jones. It's been a number of different quarterbacks from year to year. And this year, last year was Will Levis. Like, people were so so bad to Will Levis, it was scary how bad they were. And I didn't.
Were they right?
Well, I don't know. No, not the way they talked about him. The way they talked about him, he would have already committed a murder.
Oh. Well, not that.
Yeah,
not
I mean, that. People were...
Listen, if you watch Bo Nix this year, he looked good.
That's what I'm saying. Anybody going after Bo Nix, and we'll get back on the Texans, but anybody going after Bo Nix didn't watch him this year because, look, I get it. If your whole thing is Auburn Bo Nix, I get it. Then that just means you really didn't watch this year. Auburn Bo Nix doesn't exist in this dojo. Like, it was... This is a different guy, and I'm as biased as anyone. Bo Nix.
Well, I went a couple of years ago and watched Auburn and LSU, and Bo Nix beat LSU with his legs, period.
Oh, he had that.
He beat them with his legs.
But now he doesn't make
it. So the athleticism is there. Now the passing is there.
In the red zone, he had 27 touchdowns and one interception this year.
That's pretty good.
His accuracy was, like, off the charts in every category, under pressure, rolling out, scrambling, like everything I could look for. I'm looking for holes in the data. Then I watch a tape, and I'm like, man, it looks – I mean, I can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm going to give Bo Nix a favorable grade. So I put it out there. I said, listen, I don't want this to come as a surprise to you guys. Let me get out there early. I liked Bo Nix way more than I expected on tape. And there were a lot of people who jumped up. Thank you. And, you know, but there were some others like – I said, I like him potentially in the top 10. Top 10 quarterbacks of the draft, you mean? And I said, what is it exactly that you didn't like about Bo Nix this year? Because really, you can't point to anything you didn't like this year.
Yeah.
The tape's too good. And I said, it must be for non-football stuff, basically agenda-based. And like, no, it's football stuff. I'm like, well, what was it? Then they disappear. No one says anything.
So listen. So
I watched all the quarterbacks now. And I'm telling you now, Caleb Williams, tons of holes. Drake May, tons of holes.
So
Jaden Daniels is the cleanest prospect in the draft at the quarterback position. But as I'm going through all this, I'm like, oh, my God, this is incredible that this isn't my concern anymore as a Texans fan. Like, I don't have to worry about making decisions on Drake May or whatever.
So and Michael Penix, a lot of people were saying, we just talked about it yesterday, Michael Penix should have been the Heisman Trophy winner. Michael Penix wasn't even the best quarterback in his league.
No.
Bo Nix won player of the year.
Well, they call him checkdown king, right? And there's some truth to that because of the offense, the Oregon offense. And he didn't beat Michael Penix twice.
Right.
So that's the...
But he still won player of the year in the Pac-12.
Did he? He won player of the year?
He was player of the year.
Wow. I mean,
because at the game, Michigan and... But they put up a big...
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. And all the Washington fans were like, they put up Bo Nix, player of the year in the Pac-12.
I was at the game, but I just didn't pick up on that.
Yeah.
I just saw the Oklahoma player in the good hands team, and there's different players from every team,
right.
And the Oklahoma players out there doing horns down to the fans, and they're losing their mind. I could see blood pressure spiking.
At the Sugar Bowl. I was at the national championship.
Oh, at the national championship. Yeah, oh, it happened yeah, national yeah, yeah. championship. Because yeah. at the Sugar Bowl, when they were doing thumbs down, when they were doing horns down, first of all, I think we've already heard how classless that is.
No, it is.
Rodney Terry. Do you know that Longhorn fans yesterday, we played it yesterday, Rodney Terry lost his mind about horns down. Longhorn fans on Twitter are like, this is embarrassing. It's just a sign. You're showing them that it's getting to you. Stop doing this, Rodney.
It really is getting to them. All right. We've got some Astros news that I woke up this morning going, really? We'll talk
about
it.
Is it troubling to you?
It's not troubling. It's awesome.
Okay.
You want to know the truth. Right now, though, you know who else is awesome? John Daspit.
John Daspit is awesome. John Daspit, he sent me something yesterday. He listens to the shows. He sent me other news involving Ohio State that we'll get to. But I can promise you this much. With John Daspit, you're going to get somebody who is going to fight that good fight for you. The issue with personal injury lawyers is that a lot of them, frankly, are shady, and that's one of the things that John Daspit, the first time you meet him, the first time I met him, he said, Lance, I just want to let you know, I'm not one of these guys. I don't do those kind of commercials. He said, I don't do any commercials. Well, that all changed once he got into NIL, but the commercials are NIL-based. They're not him riding on a truck and throwing hammers at people and shooting flamethrowers at anything. He's just sitting there.
That's not cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. I just don't know that you're actually in trial, working hard for people in trial. You're just trying to get to the settlements as quickly as possible. If that's the case, then they're doing the same thing that the lawyers for the other side, the insurance company, are doing to you. Have somebody who's fighting for you, who's fighting for you to get the payments that you deserve for not just your medical bills, your time off from work, your physical therapy, your surgeries, but also your pain and suffering, because that is something that people go through to different extents, and that's why there are different settlements. And John Dasput's going to fight for the right one for you, and he's going to win. Huge winning percentage, the best winning percentage. Make sure that you call 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dracula Flow.
I took two limitless pills to limit myself.
You're back in the Veridex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
We were just talking about Bo Nix, his age. How is this possible, Dell, that your tight end is coming back for a ninth year?
Well, he was Oregon's tight end at one point, which means he was Mario Cristobal's tight end there, too. So the plague of Cristobal travels across the country.
But how does he get 9 years?
Apparently he had 4 season-ending surgeries.
You only get 1 medical.
He got 4, so apparently you get 4 if you want.
That's
He's 29 what? Years old?
He's 26. 40?
26 years old.
I don't have to write him up.
No.
No. If he's coming back for a ninth year of college, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know how it works. I just know that he's missed the better part of 4 seasons in consecutive seasons because of injuries.
What if he has a huge year?
He won't. Because, first of all, I know Cam Ward's there, but you expect Mario Cristobal to throw the ball to the tight ends. They just block. That's all they're there for.
Yeah.
So you talked about Astro News. I thought initially you were going to go with Daenerys and what his contract demands are, which are insane. He's looking for, just a cool $50 million over 2 years.
Well, that's only half of what they're looking at.
What do you mean, over half of what they're looking at?
That's only half of what they're about to spend, hopefully. Josh Hader is looking for over $100 million.
Well, you can't have that.
What are you talking about? Jim Crane just says to you, Lance, when are you going to stop being amazed by me? Okay? That's what Jim Crane, right now, Jim Crane's in his car going, Lance, you doubted me again. I told you I was
going to. Do you believe now?
I get Justin Verlander.
Wait.
Twice I bring him in.
Did we sign Hader for a $100 million deal?
I bring in Uncle Mike. So what do I have to do to finally convince you?
I like those 2-year deals.
Yeah, great. Well,
I'd like to keep Kyle Tucker.
But he ain't opposed to a 5-year deal.
Okay.
5 years, 102.
Okay, so that's done?
It's not done yet, per se.
Well, you're saying it's done.
Well, I like to say
you're
per
saying
se.
We're getting a $20 million closer. Well, set up, man.
Well, that's the question.
We spend a lot on our bullpen.
No, listen, that's the question.
No, RP, you're basically saying RP's done.
No.
$20 million a year?
No, you got Ryan Pressly and Josh Hader.
Wait.
Guess what?
What you can't do is start spending money based on your contract you gave, what's his name, Doobly Doop.
No. Montero?
Montero.
Name's not Doobly Doop,
Jeff
I don't believe.
There's like, well, we gave Montero $11 million. Yeah. I mean, Hader's worth at least 20.
That's not it. Hader's worth, that's what Hader is asking for. Now, Hader's not signed because nobody's given it to him.
No.
You know what?
There ain't going to be a $102 million contract coming from Jim Crane for a relief pitcher. That's not happening. So he won't amaze me with that.
Is he 3 times better than Montero? Yes. So he deserves 3 times
We're not
Montero
using
money.
Bagwell Lytics. We're not doing that. We've already told you. That's trademarked.
Not Bagwell Lytics. There's no such thing.
Yes, there is such thing. How do you think we got to Montero's number?
Boy, if you didn't have Abreu's $20 million, you could actually afford
it. If Jim Crane, I will be amazed if he signs Hector Neris for $25 million a year and Josh Hader for $20
million
a year,
I
will be amazed.
That ain't $25 million.
No, it's two. It's two at 50.
It's not going to. He ain't getting two at 50.
No, he's not getting two at 50. And Josh Hader's not getting $20
million. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's why he's not
Josh
signed.
Hader is the best closer in the game today. And you know what? If they do this, I'm just going to go, then will you believe in Jim Crane? Do you believe? Okay?
Do you believe now?
Do you believe now?
Okay. He is 29 years
you
old.
You owe us all an apology.
and I want it.
That's Jim Crane to you.
That's Jim Crane to
if
you.
If only.
When are you going to believe in our owner?
If only
the
we
greatest
had...
owner in the history of this city.
So Hader did have a low ERA this year at 1.28. Last year was 1.731. Whatever.
What?
I mean, year before last was a 7.31 ERA.
Well, yeah, but that didn't. How many?
With the Padres, 19 games.
Yeah.
Seven saves, 1.63 WHIP.
No, Josh Hader. Look at his career numbers.
You gonna call him the best closer in the game?
And today, yeah. Yes, he's the best closer in the game today. He and Presley. Listen, and then you could switch off eighth, ninth, whatever, depending on who's coming up. You got a lefty and you got a righty. You got a Abreu for the seventh. Now all of a sudden, what's a problem is no longer a problem. Okay, and you got Montero ready to come in at any time.
So this may be so. Maybe he's back on track because this is what Josh Hader's done. I'm just going. Mm. Well, the ERA, the WHIP was under one for five straight years with the Brewers. He was unbelievable. A 2.08 ERA, 2.43, 2.62, 3.79, 1.23, and then his WHIP 0.99, 0.81, 0.81, 0.95, 0.84. Then in 2022. He had a WHIP of 1.12. Okay, that's unusually high for him. But had a 4.24 ERA. They dealt him to the Padres in that season, and he was a 7.31 with the Padres with a 1.63.
But everybody sucks when they go to the Padres.
But then last year he's 1.10 with a 1.28. But I will say his WHIP numbers were below one for 5 years, and now they're over one over the last two years.
So what's the number of percentage of hitters he has struck out in his career?
K's per nine or just K's?
K's. How percentage of hitters in his career, 8 years. How many hitters? What's the percentage of hitters he struck out?
I don't know.
Guess.
Oh, you know it?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 50%.
42. Yeah. 42%?
That's good.
Strikeouts?
He's a good pitcher. I'm just not paying. I mean, no. All jokes aside, Josh Hader, I would love to get Josh Hader. I think that it's... You know, when you pour in, and I get that your bullpen almost is as important as, you know, your fourth and fifth starter, frankly. I think your first three are really, really important. And then what we're learning is your fourth and fifth starters, you need them to be healthy. You need them to go five. But your bullpen is, I mean, your bullpen is just as important, or probably, well, they're more important than the fourth and fifth starter. I think the fourth and fifth starter, you can get by. You can find J.P. France. You got to have a good bullpen. Listen, in this day and age, you must have a deep bullpen.
Do you know what this would mean, honestly? If you've got two lefties coming up in the ninth inning, you bring in Hader. If you've got two righties coming up in the ninth inning, you bring in Presley. I mean, this could be a fantastic, fantastic way to go about
this.
When's
the last time you had that kind of, you know, well, last time's Billy Wagner, but when's the last time you had a really plus left-hand reliever that wasn't just a specialist? I can't even think
Mike
of
McNaughty.
One. Not the bionic McNaughty.
Yeah.
Not him.
He's awesome. Yeah,
you not do. Him. I don't know if he cracked 81 on a gun.
So?
I don't know that he could drive faster than 80.
Probably. Listen, no, you got Billy Wagner's the last great lefty you've had.
Yeah.
Last great lefty you've had.
Very good lefty you've had is Billy Wagner. Like, you could even downgrade it because you haven't had any other lefties
close.
Like that.
Oh, Sousa last year.
I mean, and not Tony Sipp. And who's the other guy that we had? Not Sipp, but...
Not Sipp.
The other one who sprayed champagne all over. Was that Sipp who sprayed? No. He was... Yeah, he happened to be black.
Yeah.
But I don't... When I said...
Yeah, it was Tony Sipp.
No, but there's another... No, there was another...
There have been multiple black relievers for the Astros.
Yeah, hasn't there been another lefty? Or no, am I wrong?
No.
In 15, it was Tony Sipp.
Yeah, not Tony Kemp. Tony Kemp was a
no,
outfielder.
Not Tony Kemp.
Right. Well, you get your Tonys. Your black Tonys mixed up. Right.
Tony Banks. Tony Sipp.
Tony Banks.
Kemp. Can't tell the difference.
All the same Tonys. You get your Tony black Tonys mixed up.
Tony.
Yeah, I guess it was because he had two. Yeah, because Tony Sipp had two different stints with the Astros, right? Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
I believe so. But either way, listen, you don't think I'm excited. If Jim Crane pulls this one off, then you can just shut up about Jim Crane ever again, okay?
I'm not saying anything.
Jim Crane was many.
No, I just said Jim Crane. No, I haven't said anything false about Jim Crane. I just said he lets guys walk and that he's going to start taking heat from the fans. That's not 0% of that is going to be controversial.
Well, let's see.
He just and I've also said, frankly, I mean, he's making the wise move on a lot of these deals. Now, Kyle, at some point you have to play ball, play by the rules of engagement, and overspend on a player.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because you've gotten them for cheap. So if you amortize the total amount of the contract over there, you know, if you were to spend money on Kyle Tucker and you look at what you've gotten from him for the price you've paid, and then you overpay him based on the market. Oh, I say overpay. You just pay market rate for Kyle Tucker, and you look at his over the course of his career, just like with Jose Altuve, you will get your money's worth with Kyle Tucker. I just don't like 10 years. I mean, and neither does Jim Crane. I don't blame him. 10 years should be banned from baseball.
Did you?
If we cut it, that
would be nice.
If we did like basketball and we said the most you can get is a 6-year deal, if they came in and created that, do you know how many teams would be in the running to keep their own players? It may not be a ton, but it would go up. Yeah. If you said it's a 6-year, because these heavy hitters like the Dodgers, now look what they're doing. They use long-term contracts and deferred money. It's an absolute cheat code. It's an absolute cheat code that is bad for baseball, bad for competitive balance. And Major League Baseball just, you know, it's horrible. How are you going to compete with a group like LA that just defers all the money?
That's all they're doing.
I mean, it takes players willing to do that, which is also a little bit unusual, but because Kyle Tucker ain't taking a bunch of deferred money. If you think you're paying Kyle Tucker in 2042, you're wrong.
No, Kyle Tucker wants his money now. How about this? The MLB Network has ranked a few Astros have shown up in top 10 at position in the majors.
Oh, you mean the dynasty since 17? Yeah. We've got some players showing up in a top 10?
Yeah. How about a catcher? We got number 8. Yiner.
Ooh, that's respect. That's more respect than Dusty has for him.
How about that? Is that something? Verlander is fourth amongst pitchers.
What would you do if the Giants traded for? Because Dusty's now a special consultant. What would you do if the Giants traded for Yiner Diaz and he turned into an all-star?
Yiner would quit. I'm not going back to
Dusty.
No,
what if Dusty's the one who said it? All right, Houston can thank me. I'm getting them some prospects for Yiner because we're taking Yiner now.
Shortstops, Carlos Correa, 7th.
He's not an Astro.
No, he used to be, and there's no Astro shortstop.
JP is not going to be in there now.
Corey Seager is top on the list. As right fielders, where does Kyle Tucker fit?
Hey, did...
what do you think?
Did what's his name? Tatis, is he top 10? I'm sure they put him in there.
Tatis is top 10, yeah.
What number?
5.
Okay. Kyle Tucker is going to be top 3.
Kyle Tucker is number 2.
Okay.
Ronald Acuna, Kyle Tucker, Juan Soto.
Oh, man.
Corbin Carroll. It's pretty good.
It's a good position.
Yeah, really good. Fernando Tatis, George Springer, 7th. Teoscar Hernandez, who's now a Dodger. Second baseman, where's Altuve land?
4th.
Second.
Okay, that's where he should be.
He should be.
I just thought they would.
Mookie Betts is 1.
Because he cheated so much, I thought they would drop him down the list.
First baseman, where's Jose Abreu land?
I'm going to say out of the top 10.
You're right. Yeah. You would be right about that. Yeah, you would be right.
Alex Bregman?
The third baseman are coming up.
Where would you two rank in Houston radio personalities going to break on time?
Last. Probably 7th.
We're not even on the top 10 list.
Definitely outside the top 10.
We're not in the top 10 list. You know what I want to talk about right now? Because Dell told me to.
We had a great baseball segment going there where we guessed what ranking somebody had.
It was
and
awesome.
You ruined it.
It was awesome. It was great until you ruined it, Dell. Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations on
go to break.
Ruin our segment. Time for me to talk about Brinkman Roofing. Listen, Brinkman is fantastic. Brinkmanquality.com. It's 2 N's at the end. Brinkmanquality.com. I was thinking about this. I went and checked my roof. You got to look up at your roof because there's a lot of danger there, okay? If there are dark streaks, that means there's algae, and then algae is eating away at your roof. And so they can come and take that off, and they can give you maybe 5 to 10 years. After about 10 to 15 years, if you have not checked your roof, guess what? The insurance company's not going to cover it. If something happens, insurance company's not going to cover it. Unless you do some maintenance, unless you have Brinkman Roofing out at your home, then you are not going to you need to have them come out and check your roof, inspect it. They're not going to find stuff that isn't there. What they're and if they give you a seal of approval, now you've got that when the insurance company says, oh, no, there was wear and tear. No, look, we've been checking on our roof, and it's fine. If you haven't done anything with your roof in a while, you need to call this number, 281-480-ROOF, 281-480-ROOF. Or BrinkmanQuality.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the spirit of radio. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
Well, good news. Bobby Slowick has also interviewed with the Titans. Adam Schefter's reporting. Titans completed a head coaching interview with Texans OC Bobby Slowick. He's interviewed with the Panthers and the Titans now. And I would admit. Now, if the Texans lose, if they play like crap offensively, just not focused. There's no focus there. That's not it.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes guys go home and actually spend an hour, you know, not worrying about the game.
But who's looking for that? I don't want a guy who does that.
You want a guy who's just like...
I don't need you to be up for 24 hours a day, but the hours you are waking, it's about my team. And if not... You're not good enough for us.
Well, like when Tony Romo dropped that when he was holding for the extra point, yep, and they lose the game,
yep,
it was because he was golfing in the offseason, right?
Oh, I thought it was because he was too distracted by Carrie Underwood. It was one of those reasons.
Was that it? So, no. Well, a lot of people, do you guys notice it, that Tony Romo is like slipping? Like this is a thing? That Tony Romo is, like he didn't know that the Steelers used two running backs?
He didn't know Jalen Warren was any good,
no,
right?
He was like, yeah, you know, I know all about Harris, but man, they're using this Warren guy a lot. He was like, what? Have you watched any games?
Why would he ever have watched a Steelers game this year?
Well, you prepare for the...
Oh, you think Tony Romo's preparing?
No, that's the thing. And everybody's like, Tony, what are you doing? Anyway, he's losing his fastball. But Bobby Slowick is not... He's not distracted, okay?
We'll see. We'll see tomorrow.
So you think he's gonna call bad plays?
I don't know. I don't know if he will, but it's possible.
I hope he.
You hope he does?
Doesn't? No, I can't do that. Why can't we have had him for at least 2 years? Like, and maybe we will, but it's
no,
just,
we're not having him for 2 years. I told you that when they hired him.
Well, he needs to for his own good, but he may. We'll see. We'll see how desperate he is to get more money. Because at this point, it's just a financial decision. I just want more money now. Because Tennessee and Carolina, they ain't it. They're not the jobs you want. They're not the top jobs. Top job's Carolina. You can't have the top job. I'd say Atlanta's a better job. You can't have that one either. So you get these yucky jobs. You should want to be the top candidate in the market. Because the top candidate will get, hey, Dallas could open up next year easily.
I'm surprised it didn't open it up this year. Are you a little surprised that he's staying with them?
Very surprised. Yeah. Extremely surprised.
I would have thought.
I'm assuming he's just holding it open for Prime next year.
You think it's for Prime? I think it's for Bill O'Brien, who's now going to make his way. He's at
big
Ohio.
News, guys. Ohio State has hired Bill O'Brien as offensive coordinator. This is some big stuff. Ooh. He went from Alabama, where he is persona non grata with the fans. Then he went, and Jalen Milroe. Literally, Bill O'Brien left and Jalen Milroe became a good quarterback. Then he went to New England, who had one of the worst offenses, maybe the worst offense in football. And now he's headed to the Buckeyes. And you should have seen Ohio State Buckeyes. Every fan base tries to spin it in college football. It was so hard for Buckeye fans on Twitter to be like, hey, this guy coached Deshaun Watson. And actually, if you look at it, actually – you know,
actually,
Bryce Young had a really good season with him. So, I mean,
realistically, if you look at his, he did win four divisions. Like, they were scraping and scratching and clawing for everything.
What do you think Will Howard is thinking right now?
I was going to say.
I know, he's going to get yelled at.
The come down from the quarterback play they've had from CJ, Justin Fields, when he was there, was really good, despite what the NFL career has been, to having Will Howard and Bill O'Brien be your combination. Ugh.
I don't know. I like Will
Howard. Howard's fine, but he ain't at the level of the guys they've had.
Well, those guys, really? I mean, Braxton Miller?
You're going back quite a while. Well, no. They've had first-round picks the last...
Yeah, but listen, they put up a lot of numbers.
That matters in college.
What?
I'm talking about their college careers. No, Will Howard ain't the player that Fields or CJ was.
But he'll put up... Will Howard's going to put up numbers.
Kyle McCord didn't put up numbers. Kyle McCord, why won't he be... Why won't... We've seen a downturn from Kyle McCord. Will Howard's fine, but he ain't what they've had. And now Bill O'Brien's coordinating offense for them? Yuck.
Bill O'Brien's had success. He was in the national championship game.
Yes, Nick Saban was in a national championship game, and Bill O'Brien just happened to be there.
He just happened to be there, yes. What you're saying.
And what happened when some of his weapons got hurt? Was Bill O'Brien so great after that? No, he's not. Stop it. He was a mid-coordinator.
Listen, I agree wholeheartedly about Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien was a good coach here. He was a terrible GM. Terrible GM. The worst ever. He wasn't a bad coach.
Did they ever have a top 10 offense with Deshaun?
No, I don't believe. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. But Deshaun was a rookie when he, right? And then
a couple other years he was here, healthy.
And, yeah, well, they're the Texans. They're not going to have a top 10 offense. That's crazy.
What has Bill O'Brien distinguished himself offensively since he's left the Texans?
Well, yeah. Look what he did for the Patriots.
Bryce Young was Bryce Young won
look what
the
he did for the Patriots.
Wait, Bryce Young won Heisman.
Won the Heisman, right? With him.
His first pick of the draft. Yeah. That's all he does is crank out top players.
Yeah, okay. Bryce Young, and look at Bryce Young without Bill O'Brien.
He sucks. I could realistically make an argument for Bill O'Brien because I have seen this happen. Christian Hackenberg had his only good season, yes, under Bill O'Brien. Then he came, and the best season Brian Hoyen ever had was under Bill O'Brien. Brian Hoyer ever had what? They're both Ohio State guys too, but was Hoyen a Michigan State?
Hoyer was a Michigan State guy. Yeah. Hoyen was the Ohio State.
Yeah.
Guy.
So, yeah, Hoyer had his best year of his career under Bill O'Brien. It was actually pretty good. It was actually not a bad. It was actually not a bad season he had. I want to say, was Case with him also because he brought Case back. But anyway, I have to remember.
No, this narrative that Bill O'Brien's a terrible coach is wrong.
No,
it's
he's
wrong.
Not. He's not a terrible coach, but he's despised.
Yes, yes. No, he's a. Now I don't want to eat dinner with him. I don't want to. I don't want him coaching my team anymore.
You don't want to drink beer at Armadillo Palace with him and have him call you later and tell you, I don't even know what you do. Why are you so mad?
No, that seems very specific. Is that
you?
It's okay. With Jack in the car. Like, tell him you don't know what he does.
I know.
When you're able to demean him like that, it's going to show that you're a superior to him.
So there is that. Okay. Speaking of Carolina and speaking of the Texans, on the other side, we will do this so that Todd will be happy. Right, did you see the text that Todd sent us?
Yeah, I saw it. I'm a radio hero, apparently.
Because you actually stopped talking.
What do you mean, speaking of Carolina and the Texans? We have nothing in common with that poverty franchise.
Except you wanted Bobby Slowick, and so do they.
Yeah.
So what? He doesn't want to go to the poors.
He interviewed.
Doesn't matter.
He just want to get his name out there.
He might want to go to the
poors. I'm glad that – let's get back to Todd calling me a hero. I'm glad he called me a hero because my dying radio wish is to get you guys to go to break on time for an entire show.
Is that unbelievable? What a great dying wish.
Radio wish.
Why are we
– my dying radio wish is for that to happen.
That's so inside.
Your dying radio is for us to go to break
for an entire show. If that could happen, I could die happy from radio.
Anybody who says you're a good person is lying.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Houston Safe and Lock is what I want to talk about now. The safe choice in security for your home or business. 975safe.com. 975safe.com. I went over there. I'm telling you, it is fantastic what Derek and everybody go over there does. You give them a call. Derek will probably show you around all of the safes that are. It's American Security Safe, so they're the best safes in the world. They're half of the safes in the city of Houston come from Houston Safe and Lock or King Safe and Lock, which is the same company. One is on I-10 near Wirt. One is on the Beltway near Westheimer. Go to 975safe.com to see the location nearest you or to go check out all of the safes and everything else. Repair, remove your safe. They can change the lock on your safe. If they can change the lock on your doors, they can. The Medico is the safest lock on the market today where you cannot duplicate a key unless you go see them. So nobody's making a key of your home or your business and getting in. It is, listen, they have all of the answers, every single answer for all of your safe and lock needs. Doesn't matter what it is. You have an issue, 975safe.com. Houston Safe and Lock, the safe choice in security for your home or business.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, and so is your wife.
When I buy my wife, hang like slave of wizard.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Just horrible for San Francisco.
We are too legit
everybody
to quit.
On the... What is show is this?
Del, can you come back with Must Be the Money by Dion?
Everybody took San Francisco. And you know what that means. Packers win.
I just want to hear it.
Just imagining Tom Rinaldi showing up to film Del's Wish segment. And those savages on Twitch just eviscerating him when he gets teary-eyed.
Tom Rinaldi showing up. When Tom Rinaldi shows up, somebody's about to cry. You've usually overcome
adversity. You do not want Tom Rinaldi because it means something horrific happening.
But you're coming back.
They'll tell my story, but they'll feature you because it'll be about my dying wish of getting you guys to go to break on time for an entire show. And your push to make sure that happens.
That'll never happen.
You guys will get interviewed. Look, we don't really like the guy so much, but he is dying. So that'll be the interview. And we're going to try to do it for him. You'll never reach the goal. But it'll be something at least you can try to attain.
We'll get close, but we're never
going to reach it. You're part of the rain cloud kids.
What?
We're going to make you a rain cloud kid where your dreams will not come true.
I don't want to be a rain cloud
we'll
kid.
Make sure your dreams, your wish is not coming true, Dale.
I want to be one of the sunshine kids.
You're a rain cloud kid, and I'm going to wear a pin on my shirt that has a rain cloud, a stratonimbulus or whatever.
You're a terrible stratocumulus. Person.
Speaking of rain clouds, let's get Gilbert in here. Gilbert, it's time to make your prediction, okay? You've been on hold for a while, so I'm not sure he's going to be awake. But, Gilbert, last week you predicted a tie. And then you couldn't tell us who was going to actually win the game in overtime. You hadn't figured that out yet. Do you have a winner in this week? The Texans are going to the Baltimore Ravens. I don't know if you want to pick it against the spread. We never hear you pick against the spread.
He
Texans
just knows winners.
The
he
Texans are
about that,
an 8.5-point underdog. What are we thinking, Gilbert? How do you see this game going?
He's sleeping. You did all of that.
Do you think he was awake?
No, he's not. Gilbert.
Yeah,
I told you. Yeah. Right, yeah. So, what did you hear my introduction? I don't think you did.
Cold out there, anyway.
What'd you say?
It's cold out there, anyway.
Man, not as cold though. Gilbert. Gilbert, last week you picked the tie,
what?
And then you said somebody would win in overtime, but you just didn't know who. Do you have a winner this week? The Texans are an 8.5-point underdog to the team that they lost to early in the year. However, C.J. Stroud was not the same quarterback then. Some would argue that with the addition of Todd Monken's offense, Lamar Jackson is playing at an MVP level. There's a lot of things for you to consider, Gilbert. The Texans give the ball away less than anyone in the league, but the best turnover differential is the Ravens. There's a lot of stuff for you to comb through here in making your analysis and your prediction. Ultimately, Gilbert, who have you locked in on? Ravens, -8.5 against the Texans. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the Texans are going to win this game, probably.
Probably. I didn't get
Do you have a score?
Yeah.
24-17 overtime.
24-17 in overtime. Although well, that can't really happen. Yeah. But yeah.
Maybe 23-17 in overtime.
Yeah.
I like when he goes specific.
Right.
Because then when he hits it, if he hits it,
that
just means I'm one day closer to death.
Yeah.
Because he has my death date coming up in. Well, we're now 3 years away.
Yeah, you're getting closer.
Yep, we're 3 years away from his predicted death date for me. It was a death year, to be
death
fair.
Death year.
It was a death year. It wasn't a date.
Yeah.
So I'll just have to work through the entire year terrified.
You have to get your dying death.
Yeah,
radio
I got to get
my
dying radio wish in.
Gilbert, do you have a specific way that Lance will die?
I don't want to know this, Gilbert. Don't say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, how's Lance going to die?
Unless
in
you're
going to
say lightning, I don't want to hear it.
Probably hit by a car or something.
Gilbert, your phone sounds different. Where are you?
What are you saying?
Your phone doesn't sound the same. Are you on the same phone that you always use? Or what are you doing?
I'm doing nothing.
Okay.
Right.
Are you at home on your phone?
I don't know. I'm a little bit low anyway, you know.
I think he's drunk.
See, no, he's just sleepy.
My thought was, this is someone's impression.
We woke him up. This isn't an impression.
This is him.
This is real. Gilbert, we just kind of woke you up, though, didn't we? Like, you were asleep.
He called us.
Yeah, but he still could sleep in between.
But he was on hold. It's kind of like we called him.
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
It's just like
that. In a way, it is.
It kind of is. No, it kind of is.
Cold out there anyway.
Yeah, it's cold
out there. See, he said that. See, this is why
This is ChatGPT. Yeah.
I don't think it's actually Gilbert.
This is not him. This is ChatGPT.
The phone sounds different.
You think somebody put together a ChatGPT of Gilbert?
Yes.
100%. He just said, oh, it's cold out there. We already heard that earlier. Classic AI ChatGPT move. This is ChatGPT. Hey, ChatGPT.
Okay, well.
We'll see.
See, he has never. He has never sounded this incoherent.
No, this is ChatGPT hasn't figured Gilbert out
this
all the way.
This isn't Gilbert.
Yet. Okay, let's check it. Hey, ChatGPT, who sang Only in My Dreams in the 80s?
Hello?
Hey, Gilbert, who sang Only in My Dreams in the 1980s, which is supposed to be, well, that was kind of the dark decade, actually.
Yeah, right.
Who sang Only? Who?
Debbie Gibson.
Well, I mean, ChatGPT does know a lot of stuff. It has access to the internet.
Doesn't know that.
ChatGPT knows it. Actually.
Not that
Actually,
quick.
It's definitely ChatGPT. This is AI. Because Gilbert doesn't know anything from the 80s.
Oh, yeah. No.
Am I wrong?
It was a dark time.
Okay, watch. Hey, Gilbert, why do you not remember a lot of stuff, or why do you not talk about a lot of stuff from the 80s?
I don't know.
It's just ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Because ChatGPT.
I don't know anyway.
Yeah.
ChatGPT
no,
wouldn't
just
know.
Just dropped it anyway.
Gilbert.
That's the first thing you learn.
Can you give us your catchphrase?
What's your catchphrase?
What?
Can you give us your catchphrase?
No hints.
How you close out a call, Gilbert? What's your catchphrase?
What'd you say?
Thanks
for the call, ChatGPT.
I don't know who this is, ChatGPT, or just an impression. That ain't Gilbert.
Hang up.
The phone sounded different.
Hang up. The phone's different. Didn't know that the 80s that he ended up going to Austin.
Didn't
because
know his catchphrase.
He didn't know his catchphrase.
Keep those egg rolls frying.
This is ChatGPT. It just hasn't learned everything yet, because there were specific things that you can't search an internet for. And that bot did not know what they were. He didn't know the answers. Gilbert knows all of those answers. You know what else? Gilbert doesn't know anything from the 80s. If you spend any time listening to the show, he knows no music from the 80s.
ChatGPT AI Gilbert is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. Like,
it was pretty
it's
good.
It's a good version, but
good.
It also.
But it ain't Gilbert.
Just a little
It's
off.
Cold out there.
Yeah, he said that a couple
it's
times.
It's cold out there.
Word for word a couple times.
But I don't know that even ChatGPT could have come up with Debbie Gibson that fast. Doesn't it have to go through everything and?
No. It doesn't. Yeah. No. It's almost instantaneous. And this is the thing, Gilbert doesn't know music from the '80s. You know that.
No. He would
said.
Know
remember
that.
When he had to go to Austin because he said the '80s were a bad time.
Yeah, but ChatGPT
a dark time.
Didn't know
he
it.
Wouldn't know "Only in My Dreams" by Debbie Gibson.
You're the only one. Where did you come up with? Only in my dreams.
I tried to think of something that Gilbert wouldn't know, but an AI function and a would know nope. because it has instant access. But, you know, who sang "Only in My Dreams"? That's what AI does. Debbie Gibson.
And he didn't say anyway either.
No,
Debbie Gibson. Anyway, I mean, yeah. there's a likelihood that this is who put together a Gilbert ChatGPT.
Probably Tony.
How much time do you
this
have?
This is Tony
on your
this
hands.
This is Concept Mayhem, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, Concept Mayhem. Yeah. He tried to do a John Granato. He tried to put that, and his voice sounded. There were some similarities. There's something right now. I got a friend of mine who works for an NFL team, and they're picking on one guy in the meetings that they have, and they've created, and it sounds, I don't know, this is one of the scariest programs I've ever seen. Now, they throw his name in there, but it's like Obama and Trump, and they're able to use their voices, and this guy was able to craft what he wanted said, and the voices sound perfect. It's just, it's one of the scariest things I've ever seen. You're definitely going to be able to get people fired and wars created off of this AI.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Didn't zero in on LZ for a free hat. Definitely AI Gilbert.
Never asked for anything.
Never asked for a thing. You think that was real Gilbert?
That wasn't Gilbert.
That was definitely ChatGPT.
All right, we're breaking. 713-780-3776.
Nice Jack, try, AI. You're not there yet.
Jack, you're first up on the other side. Anybody else wants in? It's pretty much a holiday show because we got a holiday tomorrow with the Texans playing the Ravens in the divisional round. And we've got still ahead. We've got to pump it up. We're going to pump it up. What time should we pump it up?
I picked 8:30.
8:30. Okay, a half hour from now, so be ready. I'm giving away, let's do this, let's give away, I think we're going to give away a couple today. We need to give away some VIP tables at the big game February 11th. We're going to be at Warehouse Live Midtown. So at exactly 8:10, you're going to call in at 713-780-3776. You want to come with us? We've got a 70s and 80s cover band going to be there from like 3 till 5. Then the game is going to go off
you're
about 5:20.
You're as cold as ice.
And, yeah. No. It's going to be great. And then we got food. We've got drinks. It's going to be a great time had by all. It's a place to watch the game with a bunch of ESPN 97.5 listeners. We got VIP tables we're giving away at 8:10. We've got a table at 8:10, and we'll give away another one later in the show. Right now, though, we're talking about how about this? On February 5th and 6th, Lance and I are going to be both at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, Louisiana's largest sports book, DraftKings Sportsbook, 12,000 square feet of premier sports betting. It's awesome. Great bar, TVs, 3,200 square feet of LED screens. You can play blackjack while you're watching the game, bar top video, poker, and slots. The poker room is right next door, the casino right there. You've got all of the restaurants, 12 different restaurants. You've got an 18-hole championship course, Blue Martini nightclub, all kinds of great acts coming up. They've got a huge showroom where Frank Foster, Aaron Lewis, Randy Rogers, Gladys Knight, Collective Soul, Shane Smith, Kevin James, Cooper Allen, Rev Run, Dylan Scott, Jackson Dean. You like any of them? They're going to all be at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles at some point in January, February, or March. So you're looking for a great place to just get away for a weekend or more. It's the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Make your table reservation now at goldennugget.com/Lake Charles.
ESPN 97.5.com. Fighter of the Night Man.
I miss you, Night Man, so bad.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.